Print Reviews.
It's that time again where Blueprint for Living gets its most prescriptive, and this time it's about how to use your hard-earned leisure time. And first up, we have Debbie Enker, TV critic for Fairfax, with a recommendation for what we should be downloading to watch on our TV. It's called The Americans. Here's a little taste.
I was 17 when I joined the KGB. Never had a boyfriend. They put me with you. We didn't know each other. When we got here, I was 22 years old, living in a strange house, in a strange country with a strange man. And then...
The greatest threat the United States now faces is the Soviet Union.
The president has authorized all necessary measures to neutralize Soviet sleeper cell agents in the United States. And we will prevail.
Debbie Enker, The Americans. Spies, the 1980s, bad wigs and Margot Martindale. How can you go wrong?
You can't go wrong. This is an extremely suspenseful, hard-edged spy thriller set, as you said, in the early 1980s in America. And it's about two Soviet spies, played by Kerry Russell, who people may remember from Felicity, though she's virtually unrecognisable here, and Matthew Reese, who starred in Brothers and Sisters and is also very different in this series. And they play a couple of KGB spies who are sent to America to basically establish themselves as Americans and work for the KGB, establishing contacts, gaining access, deceiving people, killing people. And at the point that we meet them, they've been there for quite a while. They've had two children. Their older child, Paige, is almost a teenager. They run a small travel agency and we get to see them at work. And they're very good at what they do and completely ruthless.
So, Debbie, I love this show. I'm thrilled that you've brought it to our listeners. Is this the natural endpoint of the obsession with the anti-hero, to go for the Cold War and go for characters who are essentially, in American television, the enemy?
I think it's a brilliant reversal to try and load our sympathies with the Russian spies. And we are very sympathetic to them and almost... to your surprise as a viewer, you find yourself hoping they're not going to get caught and that they will get away with what they're planning to do. Because essentially, beneath the espionage element, this is a show about a couple and intimacy and loyalty and deception. And what we're looking at as well is how they make their marriage work. How can they be honest with each other? How can they really have any intimacy and work as parents, given the work that they do? And their children, of course, have no idea what they're doing and have been brought up as, you know, Americans who are used to going to the mall and eating ice cream and shopping.
I love that kind of internal conflict that it suggests is part of any marriage, but is heightened if you're secret sleeper agents for the KGB. How do you think it handles the period stuff? Because it is very much early 80s.
There's a real sense of the Cold War paranoia of the time. And given that part of what they do is adopting disguises, I think you get to accept seeing them in a whole lot of wigs and high-waisted pants and 1980s clothing. I think it does it really well.
Debbie Enker, if we haven't sold people on high-waisted pants, we're not going to do it. That's The Americans. It's available on video on demand platforms and it's Cold War but hot TV. Thank you very, very much. Anna Lowe from Potts Point Bookshop in Sydney. Anna, what should people be reading this weekend?
I've brought in Kent Harouf, Our Souls at Night, which is his last novel, because sadly he died at the end of last year. And he's an author I've always been meaning to read. Anyway, Our Souls at Night is a really, really gorgeous novel. It opens in May on an evening, and these two neighbours, Addie Moore and Louis Waters, who don't know each other very well and live in the same street, Addie pays a visit to Louis with a proposal. He's somewhat taken aback, and she proposes that maybe he could come and just sleep with her sometimes, not to have a sexual relationship, but just to combat the loneliness of being, you know, on your own for a long time. So he starts these nighttime visits, and for both of them it proves to be very satisfying. And as the nights pass, they tell each other the stories of their lives, and you realise how rich they've been and also what hardship and heartbreak they've also experienced. Of course, nothing can remain secret forever, and the town gossips catch wind of this and they get quite a hard time about, you know, their relationship. They stand they stand strong and they just fly in the face of all the gossips and continue, and they get great comfort from this friendship and intimacy.
And like you, I discovered Haruf off the back of his sad death late last year. I read a couple of obituaries from other writers who I admired singing his praises, and I read one of his other ones, which was called Plain Song. But what struck me is he's a very delicate writer. You know, so many books that we read at the moment are shouting for our attention. How do you find his kind of use of narrative in this book? Does he push it forward enough to keep it a page turner?
I think you're right. His writing is very delicate, and I think it just draws you in. I think his precision with his use of words is so beautiful, and you can picture these people and their emotions. And I think it's a very compelling story. It's quite delicate, and I think if somebody wants a kind of cracking page turner, then it's not for them. But if they want to see people sort of being bold and living their lives and realising that there's love later in life, then it's definitely for them.
And evokes the kind of Colorado area beautifully, I imagine. His other one did, and he was talked of as the poet laureate of that area.
I believe so. And I think all his novels are set in the same town, Holt, Colorado. And he does fantastic descriptions of, you know, the streams and the countryside. And I mean, there's one scene where they go on a picnic and you kind of feel like you're sitting there with them.
Look, it sounds like a beautiful recommendation. I will be seeking it out. That's Kent Haruf's Our Souls at Night. And I've been speaking with Anna Lowe from Potts Point Bookshop in Sydney. You're listening to Blueprint for Living with me, Michael Williams, here on RN.